Adam Ferrara, actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Comedian.
Yep.
Car guy.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, man. Oh, yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always I love this guy. You. He's at this place in his career. He doesn't need to come in here, but he wakes up and drives all the way in.
You guys, always, every time I play the Roadhouse, it wouldn't be complete without seeing you guys.
Ah, thank you.
And Rob,
we're material.
We have to do something.
Yeah.
Rob needs somebody.
He does.
He does.
Thank you, see? Adam. Appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes.
How's it going, Rob? I kind of heard on the way in.
Please, Adam. Help.
No. We're doing fine. We're hanging in there.
We. Yeah.
Wait, you're a couple
is
already?
There another voice in your head? Who's we?
Well,
if there was a we wouldn't have to do anything.
It's just there's not another voice in your head? Really?
Oh, God. It's just there's me? A lot of them. I've just learned not to listen to it.
Right.
There you go.
Are you right swiping at all?
I've never been on Tinder.
Rob.
Rob, listen. Here's the thing. You got to be in the game to win.
Well, that's true.
Are you actively, what are you doing? You hang around, you find a woman you like, follow homes, and watch it from the bushes? What are you doing?
Basically.
Well, yeah.
That's his game plan for Friday.
Did you hear the picture thing?
I didn't. I
feel like you need this for
a little background.
Rob, can you tell the story again, please?
Please.
When I was 25 years old.
It was a very good year.
It was a very good year. Yeah. I worked at a photo lab. Uh-huh. So when I was printing pictures, if there was someone who I thought looked interesting, I'd print a copy for myself and take home.
Okay, that's the beginning of a serial killer. I don't know. Did you ever read the book Red Dragon?
Right.
That's what...
I am not a serial killer.
I haven't read it.
Then
what
he...
happens?
That's what the guy would the guy developed pictures.
Right.
Would then, just, right. you know, take the pictures of the families, and he would look around the house and go, well, there's no lock on the back door.
Right.
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
No.
Yeah.
No. I didn't even know the names of any of these people.
That sentence ends with Your Honor. I didn't even know the names
Your
of
Honor.
These people, Your Honor.
I swear, honest.
Guys.
Okay, so when you were 25, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Do you know what's wrong now?
It's an opportunity.
Yeah. Technology killed my dreams.
Right. We learn something every day, so it's a learning experience.
Have you ever dated anyone from the pictures?
No.
Okay.
In his mind, he did.
So then why are we bringing it up? I don't understand.
No, because I find it an interesting tidbit.
Yeah. Right.
Right. But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
Rob?
Yeah. I was married at the time, and my I put the pictures in my glove compartment in my car, and my ex-wife... borrowed the car the next day and found them and came to me when I got home and said, oh, so what are these? So I tore them up in front of her. And the next day when I went to work, I pieced one of them back together with scotch tape.
Right.
Okay.
But different body parts.
Good marriage.
He built a Franken chick.
Sounds like
I'm going to use his head and these arms, these
lights
legs.
Down, red lights up.
Yeah.
Right.
None of that. None of that.
Rob, can I ask you something? Do you have a well in your basement?
No.
How do you feel about lotion?
No. But see, here's my comment to that.
Go ahead.
Anyone who's in a relationship, has anyone in that relationship ever looked at, adult material on the internet? Really?
Yes.
No one has?
Yeah,
really?
But in a professional setting, that's what it's meant for. Not some lady at a graduation in your glove compartment.
Trust me, this wasn't from a graduation.
These are volunteers. This is what they do for a living. You're consuming a product. This is just, you're just making this stuff up as you go along.
Yeah.
This is true.
It was a long time ago.
It doesn't sound like you've gotten any better. I got to be honest with you.
He's totally different than that.
Well, let me ask you this. How does that, and I'm fascinated, how does when I say, are you dating at all? No, but I used to do this. How does that connect in your head?
Well, see, here's the thing. I have dated an alcoholic.
Good.
I've dated a woman who said Wayne Newton was her father.
Mm-hmm.
I've dated a woman
all the same person?
I dated a woman who embezzled from her mother.
Right.
I dated a mother who dated a woman who only went out with me because of my connections and my job.
Are these different people?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you have from Apple Rehab?
I've dated a virgin who was saving herself for God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So when you constantly experience this,
right?
Yeah,
you
so
say, you know what? I think I'm done here.
Right.
Oh, so. I see. Right.
Oh, Rob.
Where was he? I mean, you need another app, Rob.
I seriously do.
What were you on, mentallyunbalanced.com?
Were you on ineedanssri.net?
Yeah. You never have rehab centers.
Can I just say that somebody wrote on Twitch, Phil sure went all out on his Curb Your Enthusiasm costume this year. Jeez.
Larry David.
Nice. Yeah. Phil is usually in that studio.
That is amazing.
People, and this is how you thank me.
No, we're not thanking you. We're trying to help you, Rob.
Yeah, I love you.
We have to know. We have to know.
I just met you, and I was like, yeah, you need some help. So here's
I don't need any help. I just date weird people, and I'm sick of it. That's all.
Right.
Oh,
but
wow.
Gotta be a better
but
way
here's
to
the thing
them
I don't understand. I date weird people. I've never been on the apps. That's just strange.
I've been on Match.com and
no,
eHarmony and those things.
Okay. Tinder.
You gotta do the easy ones, like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge.
Right.
The easy ones.
Desperate. Isn't Bumble the one with the ladies?
That's when the ladies message first.
Okay. Desperate.
That's hot.
Oh, you need Bumble.
No,
that causes you that costs you nothing, Rob.
It costs you nothing.
We got to set that up right now.
We do.
We should.
And see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
But, Rob, you got to use your pick.
How long does it take to set
this
that up?
This could be a whole
we
got to
set the rules, though. Rob's got to use his pictures, not one from the glove compartment.
Right. I love it.
This That's is amazing.
Awesome. Go get Rob's phone.
Can I get it?
Rob. Go get Rob's phone.
Rob, do you mind?
Oh, good Lord.
Is your password 6969?
No.
Not anymore.
Not right.
No.
Go get Rob's phone. We'll
I'm going to get it.
And we'll bumble him. He will be bumbled.
Right. Rob, can you bumble yourself if you're not comfortable with helping
that? He can. That's why he needs a date.
That's why we're helping him out.
Enough of the bumbling.
Yeah, no more bumbling.
True.
You bumbler.
He's got his glove compartment open and his pants around his ankles on the side of the highway. Right. There's no way for a man to live.
Yeah. You don't have a flat. What kind of jack is that, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Leave your mic on. I want to hear what's happening.
Yes. All right.
Turn your mic on.
Hello, my mic is on.
They're okay. Arguing. What are you arguing?
Yeah, what's happening?
Arguing.
Let go of the phone.
Yeah, just... I love Alyssa. We're not arguing.
Okay.
You need to download Bumble.
I need to download Bumble.
All right, start with that. Download Bumble.
Right.
And we'll Bumble's the one that the ladies pick, so you're out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so they
you're on
you.
Your parade lap.
Oh, you
as
need
far
that.
As I know.
Yeah, he needs a
I'm married.
Aggressive.
I'm done. Right. I've been done for years.
How long have you been married now?
Oh, I've been in country.
A year?
To 2006.
That was already
We met in 2006. Yeah, so what is that? I don't know.
Where did you meet?
15 years, 16 years.
I met my wife. Okay, so I'm house-sitting for a friend. My friend Jack and Mike.
In 2006, where are you in your career? Are you on TV
I just
at this point?
Yeah, I forget what it was. I don't know if I was on Rescue Me yet. I have no idea.
Right.
But I did a movie, and my wife, my then wife, she was part of the movie, but we didn't have any scenes together. And I was going out to California for pilot season, and my friend Jack was a writer. He created the Book of Daniel on NBC.
Oh,
wow.
So he said, do you mind house sit? You know, Mike, his husband Mike was in New York. He's like, the dogs like you. You just stay at the house. You can use the cars. And boys, it's this mansion.
Yeah,
it's right
so,
up by
like
the
I'm in.
Why would you
say, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I do it. So the casting director of the movie I was in, my then wife was also working on this other movie. And the director said, wanted to meet me. And she knew me. So I met her. And she goes, I want to drop off the script to your house. So I'm house sitting for Jack. And I said, Jack, can I have... a girl over the house, you know, what's the policy? And he's like, honey, tell her it's your house. And I'm like, and how am I going to explain the pictures of all the gay men and the theater memorabilia? How is that going to work?
It's
for
art.
Me? Yes. So she comes over, right? And she drops off the script and we're talking and she said, oh, I have to go. I have an online poetry class. And I'm thinking to myself, this woman, not only does she hate me, she thinks I'm dumb and I believe that excuse. I went, okay. So she left, and what happened was she was like, I really liked you, and I had to get out of there because I was nervous. I said, well, I didn't know that. So she came back the next night. And
with another script?
Well, she had to come back because there were more pages. The director wanted to meet me because I read the script. I go, okay, I like it. She goes, well, I'll come back. I'll bring you the new
you
side.
You got a sample
the,
for
the,
us,
director,
yeah.
The director wants to meet you. Okay, great. So I said, well, I got to let the dog out because I had to watch the dog. I said, do you want dinner? And I don't know why I said this.
I said,
I'll make dinner. Like, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Because my brothers are both chefs, and like, you know, that's supposed to be, so, okay. I can't make dinner.
Right.
I called Louise's the restaurant. Yeah. And I said, listen, I open my mouth, and the guy goes, I have you covered. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I will put together a menu for you. Are there any dietary restrictions? I go, she's a vegetarian. Not to worry. And the guy was like,
oh, they're used to it over there. Yeah.
He was all happy to help me.
Nice.
He was like, here's the salad. He goes, and I'm on my way home now. He goes, have your credit card and call me when you're close. He goes, here's your salad. Here's a vegetarian lasagna entree, and here is a dessert. Now give me the credit. Now go. Right. And as I'm driving away, he's like, and make sure you throw out the container so she knows you cooked it.
That's right.
You
put it on the plate.
Wow, yeah. He's got you all set.
Put it in a
he
tray.
Was great.
Nice.
So I that's did a, the whole thing. I did the whole thing, and she knew it was from a restaurant. Right. You know, she figured it out. And she went.
Did you know on that date? Like
I knew I liked her.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. It's like I wanted the movie. Whatever it takes. I like the script. Right. I want the part. This is going to, I don't want to screw this up.
Right. Yeah.
But I couldn't help it because she's really, my wife is hot, you know, and I know she loves me because there's no money.
Don't you love that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a true tip.
There's basic cable money.
Right. Exactly.
We got that.
Right. Which is livable. Exorbitant, yeah.
Yeah. So, what happened was she came over to the house. We had dinner and everything. And boy, she's got this house is stunning. They got the pool with the lion spitting the water into the pool and the outdoor
your wife
kitchen.
Does? Right.
No, my friend Jack.
The guy, right, friend. Yeah, the hunk. Yeah.
So you know, I told her, I'm in my house sitting for my friend, and you got to take your shoes off. That's the thing. So she goes to leave, and I took one of her shoes.
Oh.
So she's
Rob?
Looking for her other shoe.
Yeah. Adam.
I have never taken anyone's shoe.
You're not at all.
He's
taking pictures without their knowledge, you freak.
He's going to take a wheel off.
Take their pictures.
He's going to take a wheel off her car instead.
He's getting upset.
Yeah.
Spreading lies.
So I took one of her shoes, and she's like, where's my other shoe? And I put it right by my feet. I go, it's right here. Come get it.
That's
like a spider
hot.
Could have fly.
It's also his voice is so hot.
That is hot.
I watched you on Nurse Jackie, mm-hmm. and when I thought I was straight still, I was like,
it was during a confusing time.
Right.
Thank you. After I saw you, I go, nope, it's women. Right. I want the women.
You made her gay. Thank you.
I love a good Italian, mm-hmm. just like charm.
Yeah.
I love that.
So she came over to get the shoe, and I gave
so
her
she
a kiss.
Came.
Over to
oh,
get
wow.
the shoe.
You
pick up her shoe.
Finish. Oh, and you
he didn't finish.
And I gave her a kiss. And,
oh.
Yeah. And you want to know something?
You
boys?
Heard that sound in your head?
Oh, it was one of the best kisses of my life.
Oh, I love that.
An EV commercial came on?
That is so. I told my girlfriend last night, when I kiss her, I feel love.
Good.
Like, I feel, like, heart.
Good. Yeah, you're supposed to.
It's a good feeling.
So the first kiss on Nurse Jackie, the first kissing we had.
Tell me.
All right, so it was me and Edie, and it's beautiful. It was right by the, it was in Queens. It was right by the river in Queens.
Nice.
So we go, and it's magical. They set it all up. If you remember the scene.
I do.
Because it was just me and her that night.
Yeah.
So we pull up, the car drops us off, and we look up and go, wow, this is magical.
Right.
Because there's the lights and the water and the way that we should, and I said, I got to bring my wife here. And I brought my wife back the next week. It's a dump.
I was like, this is special to you.
There's a body here, for God's
sake. You're like, this is weird. Edie loved
chalk
it.
Lines.
Get in the car.
There's chalk lines. I'm not getting in the car. I'll lock the door.
Yeah.
Lock the door.
So, but that night, it was all magical. So I got and it's all technical. I'm nervous. And I was so nervous that my breath was going to be bad. Right. So I ate an entire box of Altoids.
Do you say anything to her before? Like, all right, we're going to.
You just
go for it.
You just, well, it's weird. I said, what side do you kiss on? And she's like, honey, it's been so long. I said, okay. So we'll. Yeah. And I went the wrong way.
You smack noses?
Because I usually go this way.
Right.
You know, when I kiss my wife. But I went that way.
Right.
And I don't know.
Side
table. Yeah. It worked for the awkwardness of the moment. But
right.
I was like.
Yeah.
Because I went the way because, you know, camera was here. So I was technically going, you know.
You wanted to be shown a little more.
No, it was for her. It was her shot. So.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I make the whole box of Altoids.
Oh, no.
And I'm just nervously eating them because I'm nervous.
Right. That burping?
No, they were cinnamon. So my mouth is numb. So I'm like, she's going to think I kissed like a fish.
Right.
I go, this was a dumb
your tongue?
Did I get your lips?
Eating mouth.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
All right.
You did a great job, though.
Oh, thank you.
You really did. I was
magical.
Attracted. I was attracted.
Oh, good.
What do you say after you guys, after the scene?
They say cut.
Right.
And that's it.
And you
that's
run.
Want to get lunch?
That's it. You're done.
Right. Yeah.
You just run.
Love scenes are nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
They're nerve-wracking to do when you don't.
Because it's in front of people. I would never be able to make a, you know, an adult movie because I just don't want anyone in the room.
No.
No.
You know what I do? You know what's really easier? I steal pictures of other people and I keep them in my car. That's what I do.
Right.
It's always good to have you here, brother.
Oh, it's always good to see you.
It's great. It's like a family call.
Yeah. We are helping Rob Ray get a date. Yeah. So he found one this morning. Happens to be a nurse.
Right, just fell in his lap. Literally.
That's nice.
Yeah.
At a mental institution so she can, reserve a room for me.
It's funny because you were going through all the people that you've dated. Mm-hmm. And, one was a virgin saving herself.
Yes.
For God.
For God.
Right. One was an alcoholic.
Yeah. One was an alcoholic. Yeah. One thought her uncle was Wayne Newton.
No, her father was Wayne Newton.
Father.
Right. Not a shame. Yes.
And just as you're going through this, I'm like, this sounds like a bad episode of Big Brother.
It really did.
Yeah.
It really did.
The house guest. I swear, the woman that was, how long did the conversation, how many dates in before she told you that?
Which one?
The woman saving herself for God.
Right from the get-go?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. Yeah, so you're out before dessert. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you didn't date, you met.
Yeah, that's check,
I
please.
Suppose. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how long did you hang in with her?
A few months.
Few months. Wow. Yeah. Really wrote it
so
out.
So you thought she might be the one.
You'd convert her from God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or were you bored?
And I was not the one. No.
No.
Oh, you weren't the one.
I was not the one who converted, she's saving herself for God.
No, but who left that relationship? You or her?
It was pretty much a mutual parting of the ways.
Was there lightning?
No.
No. That's part of the seas.
Was there locusts?
Right.
No.
No, but there's a burning bush outside.
Nothing like that. No.
I heard some ointment. Can you straighten that all out?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was that one. And how about the other lady when you found out she was an alcoholic? How deep into that relationship?
Well,
was?
That one.
That had to be first
that
date.
That went on. No. That one went on for a long time, on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking to myself, this is pretty bad, but it can't get any worse.
That's what happened.
Wait, so when did you start to see that she was really drinking too much?
Did she become that way because of you?
No.
Poor Rob.
She was a casual drinker when we started, but then as time went on, it just got worse.
When did she turn pro?
When did she go in the major league?
It was a couple of years.
Yeah.
Couple of years. Okay.
Yeah, when you're putting Jameson in your coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and then he realized, I don't need the coffee.
No, that was close. Try vodka and your orange juice.
Well, there's a drink, yeah.
For breakfast.
At 6 in the morning.
You need something to kill the vitamin C.
Before she was a school bus driver.
Rob, that's scary.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right.
Oh.
What was the other one? The Wayne Newton one?
Oh, it's the same person.
Oh, so that doesn't count.
Rob, run. Really?
Yeah. Oh, I
Wayne Newton's my father.
Yeah,
wants breakfast.
Who wants breakfast?
You drank my vodka. Yeah. You did. Oh.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
Is that a Wayne Newton song?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Shame.
That's the only song I know this.
Yeah. Put this orange juice in my vodka.
She always wanted an announcement.
Rob, we got to go to CBS. Dad needs his hair dyed.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Wayne Newton's daughter.
Why did she think Wayne Newton was her father?
It's very specific.
It could be anybody. I don't know.
You never thought to ask at all?
She said that her brother went to Las Vegas on vacation once, but she knows what he was really going there for.
Yeah. And,
to talk to Daddy.
And Siegfried and Roy wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't work.
All right.
Crazy. Yeah. Rob.
No. Rob, at what point did you realize she was bananas?
How are you not alcoholic right now?
I knew she was bananas. I was stupid. I hung in there, thought things wouldn't get any worse, and then they finally did get worse, and I said, bye-bye.
Okay.
Right.
Thank God.
Actually, I said, auf Wiedersehen.
Normally when you're sitting across the table from someone, even if it's a first date, there's some feeling like this is great.
Right.
Or there's something about this that's telling me it's not great.
Spidey senses, yeah.
You had to have some feeling that this one is
something's
not great.
Off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
When you see spaghetti with a knife and a fork. Yeah.
Again, you do stupid things. You make poor decisions.
What's the red flag?
Yeah, no, that's fine. We all do. Yeah.
Where did you meet her? I'm just curious. Where did you meet?
Oh, she was a radio listener.
Oh God, no.
Well, that never goes bad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She picked out a
lineup. Don't look at me.
Right.
I'm not looking at you at all. Play Misty for me. Play Misty for me.
Right.
You're my Clint Eastwood. Ferrara's in studio. Mohegan Sun Comics Roadhouse tonight. And tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
We're linked up on the radio station. It's always a great show. Like, you're going to cough up a lung.
You are.
Yeah.
So
bring us
your lung.
It's hysterical.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Right.
All right.
So, Rob, back to you.
Yes. Yeah. Is there a profile we can fill out for you to make this better?
That's right.
On the Bumble? On the Bumble?
On the Bumble.
On the Bumble.
I know nothing about Bumble,
he's,
so...
Hold on.
He's putting a picture up.
Go in there.
I can't go into his pictures, so I left it with him. He just has to put a picture up, and then it's all set.
Isn't it like name?
Don't go
likes,
in a shirtless
display,
one.
How does it work?
Yeah, I put his name and I put his location in, and then you just have to put his picture
in. You don't
in.
Put his last name, though, right?
No. I was afraid to look through his camera roll, though. You know, I know we got a history.
No, if she put in my last name, Alyssa wouldn't be here Monday.
Yeah. So,
that's right.
There's no pictures on his phone.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Like,
I'm just throwing out a random thought.
Here, sniff this rag.
Like, Rob, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's just a random thought.
Did you just hear him?
Did you hear what just happened?
He's going to take me.
No, he said if you put his last name and you wouldn't be here Monday.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Would she be a missing person?
Anything is possible.
Why should the size book contain a card?
Would he hurt me?
This is not right now.
I didn't say that.
Right now, that nurse is saying, F this.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere, Wayne Newton's daughter saying, I've dated this crazy guy once.
Right. Yeah.
It's like,
he would take pictures and keep them.
Oh. God, that's funny. Thank you for helping me fill out this profile. I just have to pick up some duct tape, a shovel,
and
some garbage bags.
Where do you live? I don't understand.
No, Rob, you're a nice guy. This
Bubba's
is what,
just,
yeah,
just it's just a name and a picture list. It's
I'm
not
just
like a
goofing
profile.
Around
name,
here.
Name, picture, this location. Know. He could put something in about himself. Yeah,
right. So that's what I'm saying. We got to.
He's got to pick a picture first, or nothing else goes up.
Photos. Okay, so how are we doing so far, Rob? Are we helping or not?
Well, no, but
no, we're not.
But I don't have any, photos of just myself on my phone. I'm not one of those guys who walks up to someone, hey, in case you didn't know what I look like.
Rob, just so you know, there's a camera on the phone.
Yes,
you can take one now.
I'm fully aware of that.
That's also a pro, though. He has no pictures of himself. I think that's very humble.
No selfies.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, he doesn't want any evidence.
Right, exactly. In case
he doesn't want anyone running facial recognition on him.
Here's what this is.
God knows what he's doing. Right, we're not here.
How many photos do I have to go deep?
We found a phone to a shallow grave.
I don't take selfies.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cars. We were just at Wayne Carini's place.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I got...
A lot of cars.
Yep.
Cats. Woods.
The cats.
My car, my son, pizza. Mm. Picture of a pizza.
You got to have pizza,
Picture of me eating lasagna.
Nice. Oh, see, you got to have that.
That's hot.
Yeah.
No fork.
Well, it takes about 40 pictures to get in, and then here's the selfie.
He's facing it.
Rob, no selfies?
No, and every time I take one, I'm smiling here, and then when I look at the picture, I'm not smiling, so I don't know what's up with that.
Poor Rob. Someone needs to
You're
help
probably
him.
Taking the camera way too fast, maybe.
If there's any girls who love technology,
right?
Yeah.
Reach out.
You can help with my iPhone.
But what do the on? Have you been on Bumble?
I have.
Okay. What's going to make you right swipe somebody on Bumble?
Short bio that's not bragging.
Okay.
And I like them to include their height. I like to know those things.
Because you're tall, that's why.
Because I'm tall. I like to know those things. Yeah. And not too many, nice interests, like 3 interests. Some people put like 20, and I'm like, oh, they spent too much time.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to sit on the
basic
couch.
3, yeah.
Also, I don't want to do all that.
Right.
I don't want to ski.
Rock
I
climbing
sweat in
out.
Jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hiking
do.
Out.
What is the vacation for you? Here's the other thing with a vacation. We're going to go rock climbing. Go. That sounds like work.
That's
it
not vacation.
Sounds like, it sounds like you're stranded.
It's possible death, too. Man, you fall. You're done.
You just want to relax. Pina coladas, everywhere.
All right, so an alcoholic sits on couch, basically.
No!
But that's how those active people weed us couch lovers out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put all these pictures of me doing stuff.
Right.
This will get rid of...
I hate hiking pictures.
Okay.
No one looks good in hiking.
I'm not hiking with you. It's Saturday.
Yeah, Italians don't like going in the woods because we don't think we're coming out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We go in, 4 guys come out.
Yeah.
And I'm tired. Let's go to brunch. Let's go to the diner. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
The diner.
Right.
Yeah, did you guys know that?
Beef burger deluxe and I'm yours.
Let's get to know some disco fries.
What would we write in Rob's bio?
You know me. Probably just an...
Rob, what are your likes?
Yeah, what do you like, man?
Just an all-around nice radio guy looking for love.
Mm-hmm. Music.
The usual stuff. Music, movies, film. Movies and films are the same thing. I like doing all kinds of things. I just can't do anything really physical because of my back issues.
Okay.
What back issues?
Yeah, don't...
I know, but you just asked me, so I'm just saying.
I need a woman to help me put on the truss.
So you need someone always on top. Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, but you just said, I don't want anyone who's, oh, my favorite thing is skiing. Oh, good. Have a good time. I will,
you'll be in the lodge, drink coffee.
Adam's the bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rob's the bottom. It's the back issue.
Right.
It's just the back in the view.
I enjoy rodeo.
Is it pulling
and
heavy
I'll be
bodies upstairs?
I like sporting events, plays. You name it.
What kind of sporting events?
I enjoy rodeo. I'll be the horse.
Good. Put that down,
that
Rob.
That was good, Adam.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. No, I don't. I've never been to a rodeo.
Oh.
No. We're not talking about that kind.
It's a euphemism.
What's with the Spurs?
I knew what you were talking about.
All right.
And the chaps.
So, Rob, you could put theater, right?
Sure.
Theater. Yes.
Theater.
Right. Theater.
Yes. You enjoy the theater and the cinema.
What play did you go to last?
Little Shop of Horrors.
No. That's cute that you like plays.
Music Man was the last one I went to a few years ago.
It's not like you go a lot.
He doesn't want the Wells Fargo wagons come around this
week. Well, if you went too much,
right?
That's another.
If you had nothing to do this weekend and someone said, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. What would you say?
Chaz, good.
Yeah.
Probably either go out for a drink or go to catch a movie.
Okay.
That's very normal.
You do both, yeah.
That's very nice.
Don't say pumpkin picking.
No.
Nothing physical.
No. All right, so let's not leaves. Theater, put movies.
Yeah, don't put theater.
Yeah,
I
would put movies.
Or like entertainment.
Right.
That's too broad.
Right. Adult entertainment, no.
You know.
Adult.
Right. Yeah, entertainment. You know. I know a girl in Elmont who she'll put a nail through a lip for $25. You want to go? Kick in. You don't want to do that.
How did you think of that?
$25, she'll do that, really?
$25. She hammers a nail through a bottom lip.
Oh, we got to go.
All right, so you got movies.
Love movies.
On her face.
That's cool.
Love movies, music, radio. Say something like that. Anything radio.
You want something you can do together.
Right.
Works in the radio business.
You do.
You enjoy making sushi.
I always say like donuts.
Enjoy making sushi. That's cool.
You have to say
two
you like a food.
Making sushi?
Yeah, what's the food,
Rob? Because a woman could say... Don't like everyone used to say donuts on me. That's what they used to say. So say something like that you really like.
I like to watch girls peel
donuts
bananas.
On me. Sounds like it sounds like you want to play ring toss.
Listen,
that's what donuts on me sounds
donuts
like.
Like Adam decided to not pay attention to us because he knows he'll get more done.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm trying to actually help.
These two idiots over here. Just
I was looking over there because she was going somewhere.
Me and Adam.
I got the ADD.
I got the ad.
All right.
Everything's fine.
Right.
All right. So we got movies.
Rob looks worried.
I work in radio. I love movies. And
he knows a lot about music.
But definitely didn't work in radio.
That's not going to make anyone hot.
Well, no. Well,
hey,
it's
did you know
hot.
That Loverboy was from Canada?
Yeah, but if you can't think of a song, just tell him. He'll cat like that.
You don't think that makes Jennifer hot?
Jimmy Page played the lead on Sympathy for the Devil on the Rolling Stones song. How are your pants still on?
Exactly. Exactly. See how it works?
Rob, we're getting calls about fire trucks, police cars, traffic heading towards Rentschler Field.
Yeah, a guy just called and said he's seeing a lot of fire trucks pass him, starting out down in Waterbury, all have flags draped on them.
Yeah. Adam, you were in Rescue Me. You get a special connection just playing that part, don't you, with firefighters?
Oh, yeah, because in order to do the job right, you know, you got to hang out with the guys.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what you were doing. So there's... A lot of the firefighters that I met, they're regular guys, but when that bell goes off,
they're
superheroes.
Like a switch goes off.
The thing that just struck me was like, that's they're not asking you what God you pray to, who you love, or how you voted. They're running in with their life to get yours, to save yours. And I was like, that's to capture that. There was a guy, and I was just at the Chicago Improv, and a bunch of firefighters came out to see me, and first responders come out to see me a lot, and I always take the time to thank them,
because
it's a whole special thing.
It's funny, because they're thanking you for doing such a great job.
And I'm like, it's all make-believe, you know that. There was never... I stood on this side and go, Tommy, get in there, be careful, looks hot. Cut! Thank you, Adam. That's lunch. And to make them laugh, that's why I'm grateful that I can make people laugh, but that's one of the reasons I do it is because I could make my dad laugh, so I could take that away. Whatever was bothering my dad, when he'd come home from work, I'd make him laugh and his face would change.
I dented the car.
Yeah. So I got to be able to do that.
I told you, Buick.
Yeah. So that's why when I was able to do that. So like people that come to see me, I'm like, look, this person worked all week. They made their choice of what they're going to do on the weekend. They hired a babysitter. Someone in this crowd said, we got to go see this guy. So I'm, you know, I got to make whatever's bothering you. I'm going to take it away for an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so that's to be in service of it rather than look at me is kind of. That's the most fulfilling part of my game.
Your dad was what? Firefighter?
No, my dad did kitchens and baths. He fixed, loved cars.
Okay.
And he's mechanical.
Yep.
I don't have the if-then-go. My job was to hold the light.
Right.
That's what I
And hand tools.
And were you okay with holding the light?
Right.
I never held it in the right place. Get the light out of my eyes!
Always. You know? Always. Over here! Yeah. Over here!
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
Then you get the wrenches and, it's metric.
Right.
All right, I got to go to Europe. Right. I don't know what he wanted me to do.
I knew when it was time to get a wrench because I'd feel a kick in my legs and I hear 3/4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open it.
Yeah. So, but that's why I love cars is because that's when you spend time with.
Exactly. And my dad got me into cars too. Bonding. Yeah. My dad loved cars. Yeah.
So, I know how that now, like, the carburetor is gone. I don't know what I'm doing. You should lift up a hood and call the guy. Just call the guy.
Yeah.
You need a computer to reflash this ECU.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They've made the cars now like computers.
Yeah. They don't want you working your car. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why Leno won't get another Ferrari. They wanted to charge him like 20 grand for the tool he needed to pull something out to fix it. They don't want you touching it.
No.
So, yeah, no, they don't want you working on it.
Yeah. How many Ferraris have you driven? Do you have one?
I do not. I have.
You don't seem like a Ferrari guy. You like more American cars.
Yeah, I like
But his name's
car.
Ferrara.
Yeah. I know, but
it's Ferrara. It's Ferrari.
Still, yeah.
I did 188 in an F12 Berlinetta.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a gorgeous car. The 458 Italian.
That was his first gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that feel like, 188? Does that feel like you're in a rocket?
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I have my drag race license because we did a drag race episode. I raced at the Gator Nationals.
Nice.
And you got to get your license to do it. And it's not, there's no throttle.
It's not like bracket racing.
No, it's a trans brake. So everything revs up. It's like launch control on a car.
Right, just press a button and off it goes.
You release the button and the edges, it's like the Millennium Falcon. The edges get fuzzy.
Yeah.
Because you just shot.
Right. Drove right into plaid.
And what's your job? Just to hold that wheel straight?
Yeah, and don't pee.
Yeah.
That's just don't pee yourself.
Right.
What if you
do? Embarrassing.
Oh.
It drives really quick. It drives really quick.
Yeah. So
I'll put the car short out and explode. He peed himself. Right?
I'll tell you this. I did that a couple of runs with that, and I got more nauseous in the Mustang, in the Mach-E GT Performance when Ford sent me the electric Mustang.
Oh, God.
You step on that thing because there's the settings. There's economic, there's race, there's unbridled, there's unbridled, the balls in the back seat.
Right.
You push that. Step on it because it's instant torque. Then I got nauseous doing speed runs on camera with that thing.
Yeah.
Than I did in a professional.
What'd you think of that car?
It's a car. You know, here's the thing about the electric cars is it's got tremendous power. It's got tremendous torque. But there's no theater.
Yeah.
There's no sound. There's no smell.
There's no passion.
There's no vibration.
Yeah,
but it's like it's not evolved yet, but there's tremendous power. It's like, you know, who gave the gun to the baby? You know, it's just like, you know, all this power, but it's not. There's no communication.
I need to hear my car.
I want to hear it.
I want everybody to hear my car.
I want to hear it, and I want, if I'm shifting, I want the vibration in the gear knob.
Sloppy shift, maybe.
She doesn't like that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So we're talking back and forth. That's the way I'm used to communicating.
Yeah.
But it's a car. I mean, it's the center of gravity is really low because of the battery, so it's planted, and it's really quick. I mean, just instant torque.
Yeah.
But I like to drive at night. I live right by the PCH. So I get in my car at night if I got an idea or something, and I'll drive, and it's beautiful where I live. But, you know, when I had the Mach-E, I was like, there's no sound. It's just me and my thoughts.
You'll go for a ride and you'll kind of work out material. While that's your place.
That's, my little car. I got an old.
It's like your office.
Yeah, I got an old 1990 LS400, the first year Lexus came out with the big one.
Okay.
And I murdered it all out. I dropped it.
Oh, damn.
I smoked out the windows. I got the Euro lights on it, so it's all clear and there's no amber in it.
Yeah.
I drive around like the Yakuza.
Yeah.
So I have that old car.
Yeah.
And I got my old Buick. My old
Buick's awesome.
My deuce and a quarter.
Yep.
And that's what I like to do.
Yeah.
But it's a new adjustment period because it's come. Because some of the electric cars, the Taycan, the wagon is stunning.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that. I mean, the Charger, I was like a little excited.
He hates
excited.
Electric cars.
Yeah.
I'm so not
if you
even.
Get him going, like, yeah, we got to go to a commercial now.
I lose it.
He,
I'm sorry.
Him.
Yeah. It just,
Nathan.
But cars, they're not going anywhere. You know, classic cars aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's just, you know what? I mean, it just seems to me that the EVs do more damage to the earth for the lithium, plus they can't put the fires out.
You're not an environmentalist.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, I am not.
It's not that much.
I am not. My Fairlane takes 93 plus 104 octane boost. Yeah. My car crop dusts.
But Adam, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, man.
Always a pleasure.
Good to see you, my friend. Be well.
Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun tonight and tomorrow. Alyssa's going to put it on our website, so you can go there, get yourself tickets, and go up and say hello to Adam.
Always good seeing you guys.
Good seeing you, brother. Yeah.